Yes, I was coming over from another presentation. I got double booked for the hour. And I know that I am what's standing between you and your dinner. So I will try to make this as exciting as possible. But I'm Mary Waterman from the Arthritis Foundation. And today I'm going to be talking about a partnership activity to reach people with arthritis in the Hispanic community. I'd like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Patience White, also from the Arthritis Foundation, and Edgar Gill and Magdalena Castro-Lewis from the National Alliance for Hispanic Health. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. And today I'm going to be talking about the burden of arthritis in the Hispanic population. I'm going to describe the benefits of public health partnerships and also discuss some partnership activities that we've done nationally and in 6 states across the country. The Arthritis Foundation is a nonprofit organization with local offices located throughout the 50 states. We are committed to raising awareness and reducing the impact of this serious and painful disease. The foundation improves lives of millions who live with arthritis, focusing specifically on osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and juvenile arthritis. So what is arthritis? Well, arthritis is the inflammation of a joint. There are over 100 different forms, but the most common is osteoarthritis, and other common forms include gout and rheumatoid arthritis. It is characterized by pain, stiffness, aching, and swelling in the joint. So before I get further into my presentation, I thought we could do a little bit of a quiz. So I'd love to hear what you guys think. So, true or false, arthritis is only an older person's disease?
False.
Okay. Arthritis is a normal part of aging?
False.
Okay. Physical activity will make arthritis worse?
False.
Physical activity can cause arthritis? Okay, and arthritis can cause disabilities. You guys are good, really good. You're right, arthritis affects all ages, young and old. It is not a part of the aging process, and it is not caused by physical activity or exercise. In fact, physical activity helps to minimize the pain and stiffness of arthritis and can also help reduce your risk. And finally, arthritis is the most common cause of disability in the United States. So, some stats about arthritis. It is very prevalent in the United States. Nearly 1 in 5 adults, that's 50 million, have reported that they were diagnosed by a doctor with arthritis. But we know that many people are uninsured and don't have a doctor, so this number may actually be underreported. Almost half of those with arthritis have an activity limitation that's attributable to arthritis, and if this trend is not reversed, it's going to soar by the year 2030. Additionally, the burden of arthritis is disproportionately high in the Hispanic community, as you'll see on my next slide. So as you can see from this chart, the prevalence of arthritis is lowest in the Hispanic population. They're the green bar. But as I said before, this is doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and we know that a large percentage of the Hispanic population is uninsured, does not have regular medical care. So the prevalence in the Hispanic community is likely underreported. But when we start to look at the impact of arthritis and the impact that it has on people's lives, such as activity limitations, work limitations, and severe pain, you will see that it affects the Hispanic and Black populations more than the white non-Hispanic populations. The Arthritis Foundation understands the importance of reaching out to the Hispanic community. We have several resources available in Spanish, including a Spanish website, Spanish brochures, some tear-off sheets. We've done some market research to help us better understand the Hispanic community. But it's not enough. Despite all of our the resources, we know that we can't do this alone. And that's why we engage in strategic partnerships, where we can make voluntary agreements to work towards a set of shared health outcomes. We've formed a wonderful partnership with the National Alliance for Hispanic Health. They're a fellow nonprofit organization, and they are the nation's foremost information source in the Hispanic community, reaching 15 million Hispanic consumers each year. And it's been a really great mutually beneficial relationship for us. So one of the things that we've done together with the National Alliance for Hispanic Health was to host a partnership meeting that involved local level Arthritis Foundation offices and National Alliance community-based organization partners. We paired up the local Arthritis Foundation office in 6 states, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma, and California. We paired them up with a Hispanic community-based organization also in those states. We brought them together in August of 2010 here in Washington, D.C. so that they could get to know each other and develop a plan to engage on the community level. And we were able to do this because of funding that we had through a cooperative agreement with the CDC, which allowed us to pay for travel and other meeting expenses. At the meeting, we spent a lot of time getting to know each other. The local Arthritis Foundation learned more about the National Alliance and all of the resources that they have available, and the Hispanic organizations learned more about the Arthritis Foundation and all of the resources that we had available. There was a lot of time spent discussing barriers and learning about our similarities and also our differences. We then broke up into small groups. We had one group for each state, so we had 6 groups. And this gave each state an opportunity to get to know each other better and develop a plan that would work for them on the community level. They spent the afternoon continuing the conversation and coming up with an action plan for working together over the next 12 months. Each group was given a discussion guide that included questions to help guide their planning, such as identifying current activities in their community and what would their top priorities be moving forward. They then came up with a plan for working together and for spending $5,000 that we were able to give them as seed money through our cooperative agreement with the CDC. And while the 6 states were meeting, the 2 national offices were also meeting so that they could come up with a plan for working together as well. So at the end of the day, each state had a plan, and as we suspected, each state partnership came up with a very, very different set of activities. There was some overlap, but there were a lot of differences. From forming an advisory group to participating in the National Alliance's signature event of Get Up, Get Moving, the activities plan really ran the gamut. And the national leadership also came up with activities for the executive, policy, and program departments. From having Hispanic representation on the Arthritis Foundation board, to participating in the Get Up, Get Moving event, to collaborating with physician groups such as the American College of Rheumatology. At the end of the meeting, we asked all participants to fill out an online evaluation survey, and about half of our meeting participants completed the survey. And as you can see from the blue and purple bars, most were overall very pleased with the meeting. They felt the objectives of the meeting were met, that they learned something new, and that attending the meeting was a good use of their time. We also asked what was the most valuable part of the meeting, and most felt that learning more about the 2 organizations, networking, and getting to know each other and their local community partners were the most valuable. Other feedback included surprise about how open and candid all of the meeting participants were, and that despite everyone's differences, there was really a lot that we all had in common. So 12 months later, we're just wrapping up our 12-month period at the end of September, and we've actually, on the community level, reached thousands of Spanish speakers with information and resources about arthritis. The seed money that was given to each state was utilized to get to know the community better. One community gave a questionnaire at a health fair to learn more about the needs of their community. One hosted a community meeting with other Hispanic partners. One held an AF exercise program training workshop, and now those new leaders are out offering the Arthritis Foundation exercise class in their community. One implemented the CDC's health communication campaign, Buenos Dias Arthritis, and most of our local offices participated in their Get Up, Get Moving event. From the national level, 12 months later, we've also made significant progress. We did a Hill briefing together with the National Alliance and the CDC in February. We just finished up the translation of the Arthritis Foundation's Walk with Ease book. We worked together on the National Alliance's RA pamphlet, and most importantly, we were able to sign an MOU, which really paves the way for us to continue working together to translate materials for people with arthritis. So today I've talked a little bit about the burden of arthritis, described the benefits of public health partnerships, and discussed the partnership activities that we had nationally and in six states. And I'd just like to close with this quote from Henry Ford. It says, "Coming together is the beginning, keeping together is progress, and working together is success." Thank you.